Welcome to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. I am the female coach to empower your mind and teach you how to become confident in your body. Join me on this voice journey as I hold space for you to reconnect back to yourself.
Welcome back to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. We are up to episode 98. Oh my God, nearly 100 episodes. I'm going to cry. No, I'm not. But wow, that's so overwhelming. Two episodes into 100. I will never forget that, like, I just let this microphone just sit doing nothing for months because I was so scared to put my voice out there. And now look, we're nearly at episode 100. But anyway, more on that. How are you all going? I'm giving you all a big, big hug. And before we start, I just want you to just relax any tension in your body. Drop your shoulders away from your ears. Roll out your wrists. Roll out your ankles. Unclench your glutes. Unclench your stomach. And just take one deep breath. Just come into the present moment. I know that it feels like the energy is heavy, right? The energy is a little bit hectic at the moment, but it's been like that all year, right? but yeah, just take some time to relax as I'm talking, as I'm filling you in on my week. I really just want you all to get into the habit of relaxing your nervous system, because, you know, I won't realize until I like actively become aware, but my shoulders are so close to my ears, I'm feeling all clenched up, etc. And I'm sure once you did that, you're like, wow, yeah, I'm a little bit clenched. Anyway, as I'm talking, just relax your body, breathe, come to the present moment, listen to my voice, don't worry about anything. This is going to be, you know, between 15 to 25 minutes of me speaking to you, so this time is yours. I am currently sat in a day room at one of the hotels in Perth. They rent out their rooms for day use. They're like branding it like a co-working space, I guess, since COVID. And this is the second time I'm doing this. And it's good because not only do I get to work in a different environment, I feel like because I've invested in it, like I'm making the time worthwhile. So I'm getting a lot of crap done. And I recorded the video training for module one of my upcoming brand new group coaching program, The Awaken Woman. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you've definitely been living under a rock because I haven't stopped talking about it for like 2 weeks and did a huge intro on it last week on the podcast. But I am right now in the pre-launch phase. The waitlist is open. So head to the show notes below, join the waitlist for this program. But this is an 8-week program to celebrate, challenge, and change yourself as a woman. It's a no bullshit approach. It's not a program I've created just to make yourself feel better just for the 8 weeks. It is going to change you, your outlook on life, and your reality. This is all about catapulting. I was like looking for the right word, catapulting you into that version 2.0 of yourself. And everything, oh, I was so hyped up when I recorded the video training for module one. So basically you will have access to pre-recorded video trainings, handbooks, workbooks, extra resources that I personally use. I don't just give you guys random shit. Everything I coach my clients on, it works, it's tangible, it's applicable, and it's self-care, but not in like a fluffy, like band-aid type of way. It's practical. So that's what I'm teaching you in this. You know, if you're someone that finds you let your circumstances boss you around and you make excuses, or you're looking for the perfect time and you really want to do something different, this is the program for you. I'm sick and tired of seeing so many females out there doing themselves a disservice because they get scared to take a leap of faith, or they get scared to change because their mind keeps telling them, no, stay here, stay in the safe zone, when it's actually a zone of fear. So if this sounds like you, join the waitlist, get ready for when we launch, because this is going to be fucking epic. And I promise you, this is going to end your year off fucking strong and start 2021. Oh, I can't, like, my mind is blown right now because I know, as I was saying, I was getting so hyped up when I was doing recording the first video training because I'm like, ah, oh, there's so much good shit in here. And you also get group coaching calls every single week. And if you upgrade to the VIP, you get 4 one-on-one strategy, personal strategy calls with me, plus unlimited Voxer access, which is kind of like WhatsApp, but way better, to me Monday to Friday. So unlimited. So anytime you're having a moment of doubt or you don't know how to apply something, there I am. I'm your girl, plus a private Facebook page. So yes, join the waitlist. This is going to be so good. This is like everything over the past few years that I've been wanting to create something that really hosted every concept and method and tool and element of self-care. But as I said, not in like a fluffy bullshit way, like the ultimate proper self-care. Because I find that there are so many women out there that routinely just, you know, get into this routine where they're just avoiding being the ultimate version of themselves because they don't know where to start, or that they need someone to just hold their hand. I'm that someone, girl. So join the waitlist. But I've been working on that today. As I was saying, I've come to this working space, this hotel room to work. I've been working on that. It's been great. I'm now recording tomorrow's podcast episode. So day of recording is Tuesday. And I have been hosting, if you haven't seen either, I've been hosting a 5-day free challenge on my free Facebook group, The Daily Flow. Today was day 2. Yesterday, I spoke about the subconscious mind. Today, I spoke about a concept that I like to call the ABCs of our reactions, why we react and behave in the way that we do to triggers and stress. So if you're not part of the group, you will be able to be part of it in the show notes below. I was trying to say 2 sentences at once. Or if you are part of the group, definitely go watch those because there's lots of info, and I swear to God, I could keep talking for like an hour, but I try cap it to like 20, 30 minutes because it's a lot to digest. So yeah, I've been doing that today, and I'm also making like my first mini vlog for TikTok that I think I will share over via TikTok to Instagram stories because Reels is only 15 seconds at the moment. Come on, Instagram, get the 60-second option for God's sake. So I think I will kind of finish off my day with doing a voiceover for that. How exciting! Look, I'm excited for it. I don't know how good my first one will be. But yeah, here we are, getting shit done, prepping myself to, you know, actually practice what I preach. And it's something that I wanted to speak to you all today about. And normally, you know, when I have a concept that I want to share with you, I'll try just before I record to kind of write down like key points that I want to share. But I haven't written down anything. My intuition was like, no, just get on and just speak. And I want to speak to you today about finding your purpose, because my program is first of all a foundation to help you find your purpose. But I want to give you a little bit of an insight of how I've done so over the past, you know, what am I, 27? I guess since I was like 16, 17. So that's like 10 years. That's a decade. And don't get me wrong, I didn't like turn 16, 17. I was like, okay, I'm going to work towards my purpose. But there's been things that I'll share with you that come to the front of my mind. As I said, this isn't structured. I'm just going to be speaking from the heart, girls. But there's always, I guess, you know, things that you see on social media or you hear from people or you read in books, and it's like, purpose, purpose, purpose. And I was really thinking about it today when I ventured out to go get my lunch and to get a bit of sun because, oh my goodness, the weather in Perth the past few days, summer, if it's anything I love in Perth, it's the summer here, the beaches, when you wake up in the morning and it's already hot. Ah, I love that. So yes, that's been making me very excited for the summer. Anyway, getting distracted now. But I was thinking about this and I was like, okay, so what has the process been for me? Or like, what are things that I've done that have helped me identify my purpose. And I think, you know, this isn't going in order. As I said, this is just going to be, you know, rolling off the tip of my tongue, sharing with you all what has helped me. But I think one of the main things is definitely figuring out what my values are in life. And this may sound so like cliche or like, I don't even know what it sounds like, but I think we all, well, I know a lot of people and a lot of my one-on-one clients really underestimate figuring out their values and what they want in life. Because, you know, you say to someone, you know, what's your values in life? And they're like, you know, oh yeah, family and making money. That's like, you know, the two main ones that I always hear. But I urge you to really sit down, Google a values list, you know, whatever that may be, and I'll just think from the top of your head, like, what do I really want in life? Like, what is super important to me? And I did a values test type thing by Dr. DeMartini. So someone that his work I've been getting into slowly over the past couple of months, because I'm consuming a lot of content from my business coaches, from other coaches that are my friends, from other mentors, from programs I am a part of, etc. So I never want to overwhelm myself, because I'm someone that I'm like, I can take on all this education, you know, even with the books I'm reading. I love reading, right? This is another side note, getting distracted again. I love reading, and I have done since I was little. Like, my favorite books ever, Harry Potter, duh. But I have developed this habit as I've gotten older that I won't just focus on one book. Like, I'll either stop reading for a couple months because I'm getting into podcasts, or I'm getting into YouTube videos, or, you know, I've just got content from my coaches and my mentors. But then when I read, like, I read. And right now I'm reading three amazing books, all different books. One's a business book, one's a life book, and one's on money mindset. So all different. But yeah, I don't know. That was just a side note. So anyway, back to the point that I was saying. I'm losing track. But I just did a values list, so you can go do this. Google Dr. DeMartini values list, or just figuring out your values. I can't quite remember how I found that, but it made me aware. Some of them I was aware, but it groups it in a way where you become, I guess, super aware, and you can work in alignment with that. Because as we get older and as things change, and, you know, we have a family, or we get different friend groups, or we start a business, or we lose a business and start a new career, or whatever it may be, you know, our values change. And I was kind of aware of, you know, my prevalent values at the moment, which, you know, one is business, one is money, and not in like a, oh, I'm just so fucking hungry for money, even though that's not a bad mindset. You know, here's me learning all about money mindset, which is probably an episode I will share on further down the track when I've developed mine. But anyway, it is just understanding what those values are, and putting your work, or what you do every day, or how you present yourself, or how you are with people, in alignment with those values. Because sometimes there were some that came to like the top of my values list, and I was like, oh yeah, it's a value. But I realized how like deep of a value it was, and how important it was for me right now in this point in my life to work on that and to showcase that. So yeah, I would definitely say, you know, when it comes to figuring out your purpose, start with finding your values. If you don't want to do that test, just go Google, find a values list, or sit down and be like, okay, yeah, I want money, and I want to look after my family. But like, dig a little deeper than that. Like, why is that important to you? Like, how can you serve? How can you become in alignment with that? And making like a dot points. You don't need to write paragraphs after paragraphs, but dot point. What can you do in your life, if that really is a value to you, to bring you closer to, I guess, successfully showcasing that value, if that makes sense. So yeah, and you know, always remember, values will change as we get older. Values will change as we reach certain milestones in our life. I'm sure that my values will change. Like, one of my big values is personal development. I'm sure that might take a slight backseat. I mean, this is me completely assuming, but when I have kids, you know, obviously family will be way up there. Not to say my family and my loved ones, I don't want you to think that isn't in my values. Of course it is, but you know what I'm saying? And all my mums out there or any dads that are listening, you'd probably understand, you know, what I'm saying. So just be mindful that just because your values come up as something now doesn't mean it will be like that forever. That is just, I guess, you know, what is valuable to you right now. I guess another thing as well, moving on to finding your purpose, is doing things that scare you, doing things that, you know, your intuition tells you, or, you know, comes to you in a dream, or, you know, you suddenly get the urge to do, or you see an advertisement, you're like, fuck, I want to do that, or I want to try that. Do things that scare you. Do things that you're uncertain of, but like, are like right in that, they're in your gut feeling to do it. You know, and I have been getting so, so good at listening to my intuition. Like, I listen to my intuition all of the time, even when small stuff. Today, working right now, coming to this hotel working space, that was my intuition. I went on my morning walk with my dog today, and my intuition was like banging loudly at my door saying, go work, go work, go work, go work. And I've achieved a lot. And I'm glad I didn't. I got home and I was like, oh no, like no one's really home for the whole day. Like my sister will come home from work, go to uni. My dad's not home till tonight. Like I'll just stay here. But my intuition was like, no, go there. And I'm glad I did. I feel really good to not only get in a different environment, but also, you know, I got a lot of shit done and I was less distracted. So, you know, do things at that. Maybe that's two tier with what I'm saying. So listen to your intuition, but let's go back to the other one first, is do things that scare you. We'll touch on the intuition in a sec. I went off on a tangent. I feel like my two coffees have kicked in and it's 5:55. Oh, 5:55, angel numbers as I looked at that. Anyway, so do things that scare you, do things that are really out of your comfort zone. And I know, again, sounds so cliche, I get it, but honestly, like a big thing for me was, yeah, I went to Bali for 2 months and then when I got back, I had a decision. You know, the safety inside of me, the fear inside of me was like, no, Jess, why don't you just work a couple more months and go back in Jan or Feb and save money and then, yeah, go back. And I was really leaning towards that, like, yeah, why don't I just save a bit more, you know? And I am so glad that instead of falling victim to that fear that overrides us, that fear that can talk you out, that inner critic that can talk you out of a lot of shit, I was like, no, fuck it. I'm not going to wait. I'm going to go. And I booked my flight and I'm so happy that I did because I made it work. When you really want something, you make it work. And you know, that really scared me because I didn't have a lot of savings behind me. I was just starting my business. I moved to another fucking country and I started a business with not a lot of savings behind me. If that doesn't scream getting out of your comfort zone, I don't know what does. So whatever scares you, go for it. And you know what? I always say, if you were going to fail, you're going to fail. But who gives a fuck? You learn from failure. Moving on from there, intuition. As I said, listening to your intuition is key, and I've definitely become so much better listening to my intuition, even small things. I think I shared this in the podcast last week or the week before. I'm not sure. I shared it somewhere, but I was saying I was leaving the gym and there was two ways to get onto the freeway and I was going to go like, you know, the regular way, but my intuition was like, no, turn left, go that way. I don't know why. I don't know what the fuck. Like, I still got onto the freeway. But like small stuff like that, I know you might laugh like I just did and be like, oh, that's weird. No, just surrender. Surrender to your intuition. Surrender to what he or she tells you, however you identify your intuition, and go for it. Some things will be as small as that where you're like, huh? Why? Like that's just so pointless. No, it's learning to listen to your gut instincts. And even though a lot of my business is run on strategy and, you know, it's not all woo, it's not all manifestation and, you know, my law of attraction and all of that in my journaling, a lot of it is strategy. The way that my copy is written, the way that I do my emails, the way that I share what I share you know, my mini trainings, my masterclasses. There is a strategy behind that. But I'm going to be honest, you know, over the past few months, instead of resisting my intuition, I've listened to it. I've listened to it in business. I've gone for the first thing that's come to mind and I haven't regretted it. And I've actually, I cannot tell you overall in life when I have ever regretted listening to my intuition. So I did a huge podcast episode about this a few weeks ago, probably more than a few weeks now. But yeah, go listen to that to get an in-depth version of intuition. But what I'm saying to you is that, you know, when it comes to aligning with your purpose, really go for that gut instinct, because your body, your soul, your spirit, whatever, it knows. It knows. Now, moving forward, thinking about your purpose is scary, right? Thinking about, like, what am I put on this earth to do? And I guess I just want to insert here, just a quick insertion, is that you are put on this earth. You were given this physical body. Your spirit inhabits this physical body because you are here to make an impact in some way, shape, or form. And the only way you were going to find that, if you're really struggling, I'm going to share my story quickly. But actually, I'll share my story first. So I remember, you know, I was kind of conditioned to believe in high school, you do ATAR. That's what it was at the time, where you go sit exams so you can get into university. Got into university. I had about four choices I could do. Multi-talented, not to toot my own horn, but I chose business. I actually did a double degree, for anyone that doesn't know. I did a minor in art, so I did writing, and I did French, and I loved writing, always have to. If anyone knows me and anyone that reads my captions, you'd probably tell, like, I love putting a lot into my writing. Anyway, so I did that, but I didn't regret it. I loved going to uni. I don't regret it to this day. A couple of my best friends I met in uni, and I would never take that back. You know, they have helped shaped the woman I am right now. But I knew that as I started to grow and grow up, that I had been conditioned to think this certain way, right? And I knew that I wanted to help people in some way, shape, or form. I knew I wanted to make an impact. But, you know, to really simplify it, I knew I wanted to help people. And I wanted to use my voice. One of the reasons I started a podcast, I wanted to use my voice. I am a great public speaker. I really am. Again, that's not me tooting my horn. That's sharing with you guys. Like, I'm a good public speaker. I'm an extrovert. Yes, I'm an extrovert. Anyone that knows me, and even listening to my podcast, you all will probably know I'm an extrovert. You know, I can be the life of the party. I also have introvert tendencies, don't get me wrong, but I'm someone that wanted to use that energy and that personality of mine to impact in a way. And so that's when I was like, you know, getting into fitness as well and wellness during uni. And then I was like, no, this is what I want to do. I can't be sat in an office. I can't do this 9 to 5. And I always want to disclaimer this by saying that if that's your life and you enjoy it, that's great. This is not me at all hating on 9 to 5s, but this is me telling my story and how I felt. So I don't want anyone to take offense, because each to their own. You know, we need you office workers. We need you lawyers. We need you doctors. We need you police officers. We need all of that. But I knew that that wasn't the life I wanted, right? And I could feel it. So then, just a bit over halfway in uni, I started studying as well for my PT course. And then, long story short, I decided to graduate my uni. I didn't get an office 9 to 5 job. My intuition was like, no, 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 no. Even though my head was like, no, you got to do this. You graduated. What will people think? Like, you got to get this office job. You got to have a stability. And I listened. That was like probably one of the biggest things. I listened to my intuition, because I was like, fuck. I just did, well, my double degree was 4 years, but I smashed it out in 3.5. I know, overachiever, right? But I was like, fuck, you know, what will people think? What's going to happen? Like, you know, I've just done all these years at uni. Now I couldn't give a fuck. It's given me a lot to think about. It's given me a gateway to different experiences, or to understand different experiences. And as I said, my friends. So from that, take a breath. I'm getting like so excited to speak to you guys tonight. But from that, I became a qualified personal trainer, and I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. It became my life. I was like, fuck yes. Fuck yes. This is what I want to do. But then as the years went on and I started to, you know, become a better personal trainer. I started to develop my skills and my knowledge around personal training and the human body and et cetera, getting mentors. I realized too that all the girls that I was training, I'd always talk to them about other factors of wellness and other ways to, you know, deal with their thoughts or other ways to deal with other issues outside, right? You know, I'd always joke and say, PT number one, therapist number two, right? So then as this was developing towards the end of being a PT, or, you know, towards the end of like realizing I wanted to do something, I did a talk at an event and I loved it. And I was just like, it was all for women. I spoke about body image and all of that stuff. And I was like, I need to do something bigger. I need to do something bigger than just personal training. I need to help women with how they're feeling in their mindsets. Anyway, fast forward, I obviously, you know, I ticked off of my vision board, my bucket list to personal train in another country. That had always, ever since I was a PT, that had always been on my bucket list to do. Tick that off in Bali, but then I started my business and I started, it had been like really stop start for a good few years, but it wasn't until the end of last year or like this time last year where I was like, no, like this is it. This is what makes me feel good. So in conclusion to all of that, that long-winded story, it's really about trial and error. And putting yourself out there and doing things. Like, you know, if I hadn't done that talk, maybe it would have been me first showing up on my stories and, you know, interacting in some way, shape or form. And, you know, this starting this podcast was a big thing as well. So finding your purpose won't happen if you just sit at home doing nothing. Or if you go to your job every single day, but you're like, I'm destined for something bigger, but you don't go explore any way to find that purpose, like that makes no sense to me. I've spoken to people, my friends, past clients who absolutely hate the cycle of their life and they want to find out their purpose and they want to live life on their terms. And I'm like, okay, so what are you doing right now to figure that out? And they're like, oh, well, nothing. What? No. So this is me right now. You need to go trial and error. Go read some books. Go listen to podcasts. Go, you know, start a blog. Go start a podcast. Start an Instagram of your photography Instagram or whatever it may be. You know, start a Pinterest specific to what you want to showcase. Whatever it is, trial and error will get you to what you want to be. And, you know, I know I've gone on a little bit of a tangent today and you know, share different aspects, but I think it's so important when we are looking for a purpose. And who knows, like I'm 27 right now, when I'm 35, like my purpose may have completely changed and shifted and be different to what it is right now. But what I can tell you is it took a lot of intuition, it took a lot of trial and error to feel complete in my purpose right now. And that is impacting as many women globally, reconnecting all of these women around the globe back to themselves. That is important to me. I want to be able to hold space for as many women to find out who they are. And I also guess that's why I've created this brand new group coaching program, The Awakened Woman. But I'm going to leave you with that because that we're at 28, now 29 minutes. That was a lot to digest. A lot to digest, I know it was, but if you have any questions, please, please come connect with me on my Instagram at Jess Pennelly. My email is also in the show notes. Whatever, if you have a question, if you have feedback, if you, you know, disagree, agree, whatever it is, I appreciate all types of feedback and I would love to connect with you all. And don't forget to join that waitlist for my brand new group coaching program. But apart from that, I would love, love a iTunes review and a 5 stars. It means so much to the podcast when you show your support in that way. And hey, showing up every single week, listening to my voice, listening to the tangents I go on and the coffee kicking in at 6 p.m. I appreciate you and I'll speak to you soon. Bye. I'm not afraid to